Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's big show, suntan goggles plus loafers and zonkies. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I think my wife is running around on me with that cook from the taco hell. I've been on the throne about a week and a half. She's got a weird taco smell. Every time she goes over there, I find a jalapeno in her underwear. I think they're trying to poison me with that burrito number three. I think my wife is running around on me with that boy at the Burger Moo. He spoils her rotten. Everything I've gotten over there's been rotten too. If he wants to give me mad cow disease, I wish he'd make mine with tomatoes and cheese. If I'm gonna die today, at least murder me all the way. I think my wife is running around on me with that jerk from the Chicken Champ. She gets a bucket of food, picks it up in the nude like a loose chicken tramp. He's the foul fella that I despise, spreading salmonella through his breast and thighs. They're trying to make me sick, and she's looking for a bigger drumstick. I think my wife is running around on me with that boy at the pizza place. He knocks on the door with his pants around his ankles and a big smile on his face. I think I'm gonna have to call his boss and say, what are y'all putting in this new sauce? I've had pizza a thousand ways. Here we go, Christy, but never with mayonnaise. I think my wife is running around on me with the whole damn world. Boom, boom, da 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 da.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker's here.
Hi.
What's going on? You got a stitch? You got a scratch?
Do you have your...
My suntan bed goggles?
Oh, my God.
I meant to mention that to Tom, and I didn't know...
Attached to his keys?
Attached to his keys.
Yeah, well, don't break
like a
them.
Girl in the 90s.
That's right.
You're going to a suntan bed?
Well, every now and then.
It looks fantastic.
Get a little color.
Vitamin D.
Do they give you the Laetrile for your cancer when you go to one of those?
In moderation.
That anything's not fine in moderation.
This is what we're making fun of, Tom.
Yeah, that, the fact he's carrying that.
That they're on here.
Well, they do charge you if you go. I know. I go
occasionally. Oh, no, it's like $5. You go to
they charge you for the goggles?
Oh, sure they do.
I don't put it on my keychain.
Oh, you go to, I've seen that place, a Melanomas. That's a great place.
I wanted to mention this for like a week, and I keep forgetting because I knew he would go into orbit.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I was using the self-tanner,
mm-hmm.
which I also like, but I didn't know which you would...
Oh, there's none available left. Trump's got it all.
...find more objectionable. I'd like to think I'd do it a little less noticeable than
yes.
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Use a different product. I don't know what
would you ever
uses.
Think of... no, you can't. You're very fair-skinned.
No, I can't get near the sun.
See, I'm...
But you could use a self-tanner.
I would never do that.
I'm all of
you have a nice complexion.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have a very normal...
Yeah.
White complexion.
Extraordinarily clown white.
Yes.
I think that was a compliment.
Yes, I think the word normality and white, somewhat problematic. Whatever your thing is, it's okay with me. I have a question for you, Miss Hooker.
Yes.
I was mocked recently.
No.
Godwin is standing in the hallway, and I look down, and I say, oh, you've got some loafers on.
Yeah.
Loafers.
What do you call those?
They're slip-ons.
Who calls them loafers anymore?
No, they're Vans slip-ons.
They're Vans.
Loafers are.
Is the term loafers not used anymore?
If you have a penny in them.
Yes, I think that it's used for leather loafers, right?
Leather
slip-ons.
Leather ones. Yes. Yeah. Leather
you call those, so you just call those slip-ons.
Yeah, slip-ons.
Those are young man's shoes, my friend.
I know they're young man's shoes. They make me feel young. That's why I wear
them. I got them too, Pat.
I look great on them. Hey, it's a young man's world. Look at that.
But you have the tie-on Vans, not the slip-on Vans.
We don't have the time enough to say. You use loafers, slacks, Davenport. What else do you say? Chiffonier.
I remember in high school wanting penny loafers.
Oh, we had them, yeah.
And going to the store, and they're like, here's the brand, and it was Nunn Bush.
Oh, yeah.
And I laughed for hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way they named a shoe that.
Yeah.
They can't. Nunn Bush.
How do they spell it?
They're good shoes.
N-U-N, isn't it?
Oh, N-U-N-N.
Oh, and that brand, Priest Pubes.
3-N's.
Yeah, that was a cheaper.
Especially since you were a Catholic boy going to Catholic school.
Oh, I couldn't look my teacher in the eye for a week.
priest pubes.
The Bass Weegians are back. They're big right now. That's the new trendy shoe.
What was that?
It was the East something. That was the brand that we had.
Eastland?
Eastland.
Yeah. What is a Bass Weegian?
Bass Weegian is the penny loafer you're familiar with.
Yeah.
They've been around forever.
The one I'm familiar with are Topsiders.
The Bass Shoe.
Let's be real.
No, seriously. There were people that wore penny loafers.
Yeah, Bass Weegian was
you and Chad and Tyler Muffy. And Muffy.
Biffy.
You would all sit around in your Bass Weegians.
Judging us.
Talk about
you're going to be glad I just uncovered one of my suitcases from the move. I've found some of my old shoes. I'll be
is that right?
Bringing those back.
Well, that's exciting.
Very excited.
Oh, we are all, like which ones?
We got kind of... tired of the ski boots that you were wearing.
I'm going to miss those.
I like the kinky boots.
Yeah, I like the red shoelaces.
they grew on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought another pair of them. So.
Okay.
Oh, did they come?
Same exact brand? Same exact style
of me? Yeah.
Are these the ones that you got knockoff?
No, they're the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did they come?
Yes, they did.
Same. And are they real?
Yes. I bought three pair. Two of them came. One of them was a fake.
Yeah.
And I had to get a new credit card.
Okay.
Oh, I'm totally serious.
You know, I have lucked out on that.
Oh, I know.
And I, you know, me and shoes, so I do that like search and hunt and find, I have not had to.
You haven't been scammed
yet? A credit card compromised, and I've gotten what I think a real.
No, I got scammed.
Real items.
I bought another pair of them, and then they never came.
If I find a pair I like, though, I'll get a second pair, absolutely.
Yeah. They don't make them anymore, so I wanted to buy a second pair,
they
and
don't.
I found them.
No. Tom, they don't make them no more.
They don't make them no more?
They don't make them no more.
So you don't call them gym shoe loafers?
Gym shoe loafers?
What you would wear in gym class?
No. But I've always called athletic shoes gym shoes.
Gym shoes or sneakers.
Or tennis shoes.
Yeah.
But not sneakers. But the current parlance, sneakers is correct. Is
sneakers.
Right?
Yeah.
But those are slip-ons.
Yeah.
Vans, and then they're very cool. They're young person shoes.
They're not loafers.
There are sneakers and then there are sneaker boots.
What?
They're sneaker, like they're three-quarter height sneaker boots. And those can be any color. Like it could be leather.
Okay, this is getting way too complicated.
This is a Tommy Bahama shirt, and I have Tommy G jeans on.
Oh, boy.
Very nice.
The Van website calls them slip-ons.
Okay.
Are your socks yellow?
Yeah, I made a mistake with the socks. It was dark.
You did.
Yeah, it was dark this morning.
Did you get married? Did you stay at her house last night? Is that what happened?
No. During the week, it's strictly my house. I got to go to bed a certain time to do this job well.
Did you say well? Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Got a song?
Sure, I got a song. You got a story?
Actually, I want to do this. I want to do this next door. All I saw was the headline, and the story really kind of goes nowhere, but I love this story, this word so much. Go ahead, Christy.
Zebra donkey hybrid disrupts traffic in Jackson County.
Zebra donkey hybrid.
Yep, donkey, zebra.
You know what they call that?
What?
A zonkey, right?
Zedonk.
I thought it was called a dezonkazonk.
It's called a zedonk.
No, see, that's wait a minute.
That's song. A donkey with a big ass.
Oh, wait a minute now. You got to slow down here because there are two different ones. One is a Z-donk, and the other is a zonky. You're correct.
I could have sworn it was zonky.
But it's different. She'll explain. It's in the story.
Parentage? Okay.
Yes.
A Michigan resident's home security camera captured footage of the unusual escaped animal on the loose. A Z-donk or a Z-donk, a hybrid of a zebra and a donkey.
It's got to be Z-donk.
Z-donk.
It's a zebra, donkey.
Zonky is the way to go, man.
Blackman Leone.
Sounds like a slur someone yelled at Tom before. Hey, you zonky. Oh,
look at that entitled zonky. Get the hell out.
Well, then it would be Zionky, wouldn't it?
Zionky?
Yeah, if it's zebra, Zionky. If it's Z-donk, never mind.
How about a Zabonky?
This animal was apparently blocking traffic. Police arrived to find the Z-donk or Zedonk, a hybrid with a donkey father and a zebra mother.
Okay.
Not to be confused with a zonky, which is a zebra father and a donkey mother.
Oh,
got it?
Boy, all this
isn't that great?
Intersexual.
A Z-donk.
It should be up to the states.
The Z-donk run loose in Michigan. And was escaped from a farm.
And let me tell you something. These zonkies can use the bathroom whenever they want.
Okay.
Doesn't Z-Donk sound like the nickname of some guy in the frat? Hey, Z-Donk's bringing the beer.
Z-Donk.
Yeah.
Z-Donk was corralled, not injured during its time on the loose.
Not too far from Jackson, Michigan.
There it is.
Jeez, he had to get that in.
Dang. What is with you?
Nothing to do with the story.
We're sailing right along. You throw out the anchor of Michigan.
Now a bazonk donk is a really nice ass and a zebra put together, you see.
There you go. Ass and zebra.
You got the big ass.
I don't see you commenting on anyone's ass.
Never.
You like a nice ass?
When you combine a monkey.
He likes an ass like a cat house.
When you combine like a monkey monkey with a zebra, you get a Z-monk.
A monkey and a zebra can't mate.
No. Yeah, they can.
No, they can't.
They're like little midget referees.
I don't think we can say that.
Little striped.
I'm certain we can't say
a short person.
Can't say midget.
Well, what about midget racing?
Oh, Tom.
Well, that's referring to the car, not the people driving it.
Open wheel race car.
If you combine a monkey and a zebra, you don't. Still, there's no people involved. I mean, who's going to mark? Who's offended by that?
I don't know, but somehow you can make it offensive.
Yeah.
Calm down, you zonky.
I think we have pictures of zonky. There he is.
Adorable.
Look how cute he is. He's got little zebra legs on him.
Huge head.
Look at that.
That is the cutest little critter.
I guess that's a little girl zonky, huh?
Aww. Yeah.
No hang down?
You can't see his...
Now, is that...
You can't see his vagina.
Jason, is that a Z-donk or a zonky? That's a zonky?
Okay. What's a Z-donk look like? Do we have a picture?
I couldn't. I tried. That's a good question, and I could not find one. I looked.
You know, Z-donk girl, female zonkies have what?
Vagina.
Don't go down vulgar road with this.
Okay.
Let's go literary instead. You know, if you combine a donkey and a coyote,
oh boy,
you get a.
A donkey.
That's a fine joke. There's a picture of one next to a windmill.
That's
a fine. Anybody read any books?
That's a fine joke.
Maybe the Cliff Notes.
What about a conky?
A conky?
What would that be?
What did you? I thought you said something with a C.
Coyote.
A coyote and a donkey would be a Don
Coyote.
That's not the
Don Quixote. A hyena and a donkey be.
whatever.
A honky.
A honky.
Oh, no.
Christy, you were talking coyotes earlier.
Yes.
Apparently, Howard on Twitter said coyote hunting in Kentucky is open year-round with no bag limit, and hunters may use various methods, including hunting and trapping, and painting a fake tunnel into the side of a mountain.
Oh,
that always works.
Yeah. I may have added that last
one. Oh, okay.
That's great.
Do we have this fabulous audio?
I think we may have this. This is really odd, but I kind of enjoyed it in a way. It's something different.
Los Angeles Kings brought back the harmonica playing senior citizens.
Brought it back, huh?
Brought it back.
Oh, there's it's the famous Koreatown Senior Citizens Harmonica
Class
Brigade.
There they are.
Yeah. Oh, there they are. Yeah. There. And you can see there are like eight. What is it? Eight. One, two, three.
Eight. They did a rendition of the national anthem.
And they're wearing.
Wearing sweaters.
It says here.
Hockey sweaters.
It says here it caused a sensation. Before the playoff game last night, I'm sure we have
We have some audio here.
Some audio. Okay.
Here you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Hurts.
There you go.
Oh man.
See, you can see in the beginning.
Dear God.
In the beginning, sure, it sounds like the national anthem of North Korea. But
the harmonica class from the Koreatown Senior and Community Center returned last night. A second performance of the Star Spangled Banner after wearing traditional Korean garb for game one. They, of course, as we saw, had Kings jerseys on. Kings go on to win game 6-2.
To me, that means now they're a good luck charm. Mm-hmm. I assume they've got to bring them back now for their next home game. It's interesting that they're slight of build, Korean ladies.
Yes.
Older.
It's my understanding. Uh-huh. I did a little bit of the math here. Their combined weight is still less than that of that guy from Blues Traveler. So
he's a Tom Popper?
Stout man, you know.
He lost a lot.
Yeah, but when they had the hits, he was fat.
Okay, it works.
Hey, look.
Brio's epic.
Bless his heart, he sat over there. I need a fat rock and roller. Christopher Cross. How about Christopher Cross?
No,
he's kind of chubby.
He's not a harmonica player.
Who?
Christopher Cross.
I bet he can play the harmonica.
But he's not known for...
John Popper had the vest on.
Yeah, he had the vest.
He used to walk around like that all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Just sold his vest on Pawn Stars the other day.
They did?
Yeah, with the
original John Popper vest.
Really?
It only went for like $1,100.
Huh.
Well, I know. I thought I'd go for it.
Was it a double XL?
That's depressing.
It was gigantic.
It was, according to you, it was real fat.
If you're trying to write a joke, admittedly, it was weak. If you're trying to write a joke about a fat harmonica player, everybody knows, who do you have?
You got John Popper. No, yeah, old John Popper.
Okay, the only other harmonica player that is great that I know of is Magic Dick from the Jay Giles Band.
And we don't know him.
What about Charlie Musselwhite? He's great.
He's also
Stevie
dead.
Stevie Wonder's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, Stevie Wonder can play.
Yeah, he's getting kind of stout. Last picture I saw, Stevie looked like he can see the dinner table.
I thought you were going to say he looks like he looked like he ate his dog.
He's on a canned seafood diet.
A man from Florida was arrested recently at Walt Disney World. He was caught sneaking drugs into Magic Kingdom. In the arrest report, a Disney security officer reported he witnessed 44-year-old Dustin Lee Wallace undergo security checks with his son and noticed the man's wallet was bulky. After looking inside, he discovered a bag of powdery white substance. It field tested positive for cocaine. He was detained, and the man admitted to trying to bring the drugs inside the Magic Kingdom, claiming the cocaine was for stress relief. According to Orange Circuit court records, he pleaded not guilty to a possession of cocaine.
Giant mice make me nervous.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he was. He went to the Hall of Presidents, and Jimmy Carter pardoned him.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He said, "You know, while Greg used to do a little bit of cocaine." And
Still holding that grudge, huh? It's the Olympics, right?
I love the Hall of Presidents. Have you ever been to the Hall of Presidents?
Nobody. Yeah. Oh, come on.
Air conditioning break.
Nobody's been to the Hall of Presidents.
I like the other one better, though. The one where you just sit on the circle. The wheel, the progress.
Small World.
No. Oh. The progress.
In
the,
Space Mountain.
Each decades.
Tomorrowland.
No, the Carousel of Progress or something like that.
Yeah, but it's in Tomorrowland. It's over by Space Mountain. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
A lot of those classic rides are
going away.
Oh, yeah, that's a bummer.
Well, as long as they have Captain EO there, I'll go back.
You have a song, Pat?
Well, a guy at Disney with a wallet full of Coke.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Yes.
So we'd like to know where you got the cocaine. Yeah, we'd like to know where you got the cocaine. There's Coke in the park, Coke in the park, baby. Coke in the park, hand the toot over. Coke in the park, Coke in the park, baby. Coke in the park. Mickey's watching you on all the rides.
What do you got there?
Standing in and doing long lines. You're hitting on the princess doing blow.
Oh, come Goofy.
Talking to Goofy with powder on your nose.
Oh, that's there's pure coke. Horse.
There's coke, there's coke in your wallet, so please explain. Someone has to answer for this
cocaine.
Yeah, we'd like to know where you got the cocaine. Yeah, we'd like to know where you got the cocaine. There's coke in the park, coke in the park, baby. Coke in the park, hand the toot over.
Coke in the park.
Coke in the park, baby.
Coke in the park.
Coke in the park.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.